Back here with Pat Scarry on WBIL, the head basketball coach at Towson University. Back to a point about how well your defense is playing right now and maybe how inconsistent or poor your offense is. Is there a concern that if you're frustrated on one end of the floor, you can take that back on the other end and not guard?
Yeah, absolutely. Defense would give us a chance every night out, and I think that's proven to be the case, and that's our belief. And our belief is also that we'll stop playing better offensively and knocking down some shots, you know. And if that happens, and I think we can get good very quickly. Obviously, it needs to happen as well. But like anything, and you bring up a good statement there, as a coach, you're always worried about if you start neglecting the defensive side of the floor, then what happens if you don't make shots? Then you got major troubles.
I've always known you to be a coach that preaches defense and rebounding first. That's there right now. As you go through the midway point here and you're heading into conference play, is it easy to tell a bunch of 18 or 21-year-olds we have the foundation?
I hope so, and you know, people I trust and respect will tell you that. I'm much like our guys who are really playing hard and working hard on a daily basis. I'm disappointed just because I would assume the ball would have went in the basket a little bit, you know, more easily for us at this juncture, and it hasn't. But you know, we got to try to do what we do, and you know, get a little crisper, a little sharper on offense, get a little bit better shot selection, and understand time and score better. And I think we can fix some of those woes we're having.
All right. So right now you're in the midst of a 10-day layoff between games, from the Coppin State game to this road game coming up at Oregon State. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now it is the holidays. What's the schedule for a college basketball player?
Yeah, no, and obviously exams just ended. You know, we practice. Guys will break after practice on Saturday, get 3 days at home, then we'll come back for a couple of days, and we'll leave for Oregon State the 27th. But one of the things that we have preached to our guys, and I think this will happen, is we have a long winter break at Towson. Classes don't start till like the last day of January, and for a college basketball, it's the best time of year. All you get is basketball and chance to get back in the gym, do some skill work at night. In addition to practice, you don't have any class, so I'm hoping with so many new guys, this is a time that we can really get better and grow and make you know, giant steps forward.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL, and when you look at the game coming up at Oregon State, of course, a return game from last year where the President of the United States came to Towson for that game. We had that broadcast, and I was a part of it. It was amazing. And the President was there, and do you expect him to be at the game out west at Oregon State? Of course, his brother-in-law is the head coach.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how often he makes it out to Corvallis.
I was just thinking because it is a holiday.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. We haven't been told one way or the other, so I'm assuming if we might, once we get up there, we would know. But I would say probably not. Good challenge for us. Our guys are excited about it. It's a national TV game on the Pac-12 network, so it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, to go play a BCS level school before conference play starts.
And what kind of team do they have this year?
Yeah, they're good. They're much more committed defensively. They're long, pretty good athletes. They got a very small, quick point guard that puts it in the bucket. The kid Starks, and some very good front court guys, especially kid Devon Collier, a guy that broke my heart when I was at Providence College. Ended up picking Oregon State over kid out of New York. So I think he's got a chance to play at the next level.
And is this a recruiting period for college basketball and coaches?
Yeah, you know what is it? There's a lot of that's a great point. There's a lot of high level Christmas tournaments throughout the country. It's funny you say that. We're actually one of the guys we signed from Philadelphia plays for Newman Garrity. They're always a national top 25 program. They're playing in the big Nike tournament out in Portland. So I know that they're trying to bring their team out for the game out at Oregon State. It's only about, I guess, 80 miles apart. So it's that time of year. We're getting out trying to see some Christmas tournaments and various, you know, high school tournaments that are really all over the place.
No rest for the weary.
No, you got that right.
No rest at all. Do you get away at all during this period? And I know that's almost a rhetorical question for you.
Yeah, you know, the one thing we do have, I think it's the correct thing, I think like the 23rd through the 26th is an NCAA dead period, so coaches can't go out for them. It's these tournaments right before, right after. But, you know, we'll go back. My wife will bring myself and the kids up for a couple of days over Christmas back up to New England, which will be good. Santa's got the address; he's going to stop up there, we think. And I'm back early for practice, early morning on the 26th, and then she'll stay up there for a couple days, living a good life.
And then you know, the ball drops on New Year's, and then a day later, conference play begins for the Towson Tigers and the CAA. You are at Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, and they're playing better. They had a good win over North Carolina Greensboro. And, you know, there's only two teams in our league that are above 500. George Mason, who's played the hardest non-conference schedule and looks like the favorite, and William & Mary, who's scheduled favorably. You know, so the where we sit right now, there's going to be 18 nights when the ball goes up in our league where we absolutely have a shot. Now, we're not guaranteed anything either. You know, they're all 50-50 games. But I think the conference race is wide open. And, you know, I'm proud of where we're at defensively and rebounding. And if we can fix some of these other things, then we can be a factor. And, you know, it's that time of year now, you know, to a man. And then, you know, as a program, that we get those fixes and start moving forward.
You're 4-8 right now. Looking back through the non-conference schedule again, one of the best non-conference schedules as far as mid-majors are concerned in the country, second hardest in your conference, somewhere in the 80s right now overall. Are you pleased with what was accomplished? A totally different team, essentially, from this year to last. Are you pleased at all where you are? I know it's been a tough stretch right now, but when you think of the highlights of some of the victories, and then, of course, the almost win at Georgetown, playing very tough against Temple, is there a lot to stand on right now?
Not enough. I thought we'd, you know, we'd be 2-3 games better, and we've had opportunity to do that. So we haven't finished the deal. I'm proud of where we're at as far as our ability to defend at a high level and rebound. But you know, we got to get that. We need a couple Mariano Riveras where we can kind of close the deal, and a couple nights, and we're not there yet.
Now, I appreciate that reference, although he wouldn't be the closer I pick. Maybe someone like Jim Johnson here in Baltimore.
Fair enough. Better choice.
Pat Scarry, the head basketball coach at Towson University. Coach, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, best to your family, and we'll catch up really soon.
Same to you, my friend.
Get some time off. I know that's not going to happen, but somewhere in there, get some time off. Pat Scarry with us here on BAL. We're back with more next.